havoc and life. Your world, your choices. Havoc and Life is a 3D virtual and social world for mobile. Create your own avatar and interact with our huge online community, or customize your own apartment and make new friends. Download today to bring our world into your mobile. Available on the Apple Store, Google Play, Amazon, and Facebook Game Room. Send us a message right now if there's any particular content that you would like to have discussed during these podcasts, ideas, suggestions, anything. What I'll be discussing first time round is just what's in the new release, what version are you supposed to be on, for both Android and for iOS, and a little bit more about Avacon. So let's get straight into it for Android. So you can download it from the Google Play Store or from Amazon. The latest release was on August 16th, 2018. It's about 92 meg in size. The version number is 1.021.11, and it requires Android 4.1 or higher. Okay. Now, what's in this release? Not a hell of a lot. There is a new section on the lobby. Once you're in Avacon, it's where you have your quick actions on the left-hand side of your Avacon. There's a new feature in there from the fashion editor. Now, you all know by now the fashion editor is Rhea, Lockwood Rhea, and she will be picking her favorite fashion contest entries to be honored as special featured styles. So on the left there, you'll now see a thumbnail photograph of the style that Rhea has picked, and also a quick button to join the next contest or view results, etc., etc. You can now also invite friends to style their own look in a fashion contest that you have entered. So if you've entered a contest, whether it be bronze, silver, or gold, you will now have invite buttons on that screen to invite your friends to come style their look as well. This is all in hope of getting more people involved in the fashion contest. They've also updated how you take photos of your entries for the fashion contest. So go and have a look how that's been done. And there's been some minor bug fixes which were troubling some users that they have fixed as well in this version. Bear in mind that what hasn't been documented, and this is probably where most of the YouTubers are getting frustrated, is that in the past, prior to version 0.11, 0.11, if you had a lot of people in a room and you were doing a dance, the same dance, you could quickly pop out into camera mode or go to your messages or basically anywhere on the menu and escape back to where you're busy dancing, and everybody's dances will be synced. That's gone. I don't know if that's part of their bug fixes, but rumor has it that that was done in preparation for the group dances that we'll be releasing soon. This unfortunately has the impact that a lot of the YouTubers who do these big grouped music videos are currently stuck. They can't do them because they can't sync their dances unless they downgrade the app back to version 10, which is not the ideal because that brings along a whole bunch of other glitches and errors that suddenly comes up. So for the time being, for those YouTubers, it's a case of having to wait for Avacon to release the new group dances. And I can understand why they're doing it, because if everyone's still doing these synced dance routines, why am I going to buy a group dance? I won't. So this is all a clever way of getting everyone into the group dances eventually, saying, you know what, you still want to do music videos? Come buy the group dance. it is clever. It's frustrating, but it's clever. After all, this is an office of a huge amount of people that are responsible for creating these worlds, texturing them, making them work on mobile. There's a lot of effort that goes in. And their income, majority of the income, is coming from what you are buying in-game. So although there is an entire way of playing this game without buying a single thing, you're going to have to live without the premium features if that is the case. So, yeah, group dancing is going to be a premium feature. Right, shall we get into iOS? Let's get into iOS. So like I said before, on iOS, you're going to have the same versions, effectively, and the same kind of feature enhancements. So same thing, fashion editor, pics on the lobby screen, new ways to take photos during the fashion contest, inviting friends to the fashion contest, various bug fixes. The same dance sync issues that's on Android will be on iOS. The version on iOS, however, is 1.21.12. So it's version 12 on iOS, version 11 on Android. Version 12 iOS was released on the 18th as opposed to the 16th with Android. So no doubt there will be another bug fix for Android. They seem to be doing iOS first, then Android. And iOS also had the version 11, same description, on the 9th already. So I'm expecting another day or two, Android will also be moving to version 12. I think it's minor bug fixes that's being done at this stage. It's not going to suddenly bring your synced dancing back, sorry, YouTubers. But that is where we are currently with the releases on iOS and Android. Just for interest sake, on iOS, rating-wise, Avican has been rated 25,000 times, and they have an average rating of 4.6 out of 5, which is a very high rating for a 3D social game. On Android, they've got a 4.4 rating, and that has over 1.3 million people that rated the game. That's a very good average for a game of this class. And when you read through the reviews, a lot of people complaining about the same kind of things. I've been suspended. I've been kicked out. I've been... Avican and its developer, Lockwood, are extremely strict on what happens in-game. This game is PG-13. That means only people older than 13 or 13 and older can play this game. And this is to keep children safe. So if anything happens in-game that does not keep everyone safe, serious steps will be taken. Anyone trying to cheat, anyone trying to hack the game or mod the game or any evidence of bullying, those kind of things are treated very seriously and you will get blocked or suspended out of game. Not all suspension messages are because you got blocked. If you have a poor internet connection and you're having trouble with the login system, you can also get a screen that says you were suspended, which is actually a false suspension message. Get into a better reception area. Try again. Sometimes it is just luck of the draw or internet or whatever the case may be. But if you are banned or blocked, it's usually for a very, very good reason. So yeah, fairly good ratings from iOS and from Android. Yay! So if you're new to Avican Life or you've never heard of Avican Life before, let's talk a little bit about the game. So the virtual world of Avican Life, and I'm saying virtual because it is, it's a lot like Second Life or Sims or IMVU, for those who know what it is. And it's a 3D experience where you can meet with people, you can chat, you can dress up, decorate and design your home, and visit astonishing paradise locations and beaches everywhere in the world. It's amazing. It's simulation and role playing with countless possibilities. So think Sims, where you have predetermined actions and everything that happens in game is kind of, you get to tap actions that only, that's all you can do. You can't have like free chats and whatever. This is a chat platform. It is a role play platform. It is a home decor platform. It's dress me up platform. So let's start with the basics. Most anyone that's ever heard of an avatar or create your own avatar, that's interesting. Playing dress up. So for me, basics, create an avatar. This is a role-playing game and simulation where you can choose your perfect character, their figure, their hair, their eye color, and much more. Dress up your avatar the way you want. Go cute, go crazy, pick your favorite style, and become the person you've always wanted to be. And that doesn't have to be human. It can be alien. It could be a wolf. This is a virtual reality game. So be whatever you want to be. And then go out and meet people. Yeah. It's a chat game where you can socialize with literally millions of other people from every corner of the globe. Chat with other players, go on dates. This is a game, don't take seriously, please. This is not real relationships. So go have a date, fall in love, play. Make friends, show off your perfect outfits and get advice on newest trends, best styles, and clothes from your friends. And the game is based on fashion. It's got extremely big fashion component because the majority of players are female. I'm not saying there ain't any males. There's a lot of males. Style the perfect you while we're on fashion. So you get to express yourself with awesome African clothing brands and accessories. There are some true brands, and I mean real life brands in game, like Nike. African's bringing the exact shoe in game. Hello, here you are. Buy the shoe. Your African wears it. But in the shop, when you're shopping for the shoe, you also have a link back to Nike, to the actual shoe in real world. So you can actually go buy the shoe that your African is wearing. Become your African at the end of the day. Browse through hundreds of fabulous items and fill your closet. I mean, if you're living in a home where your closet takes only a quarter of the cupboard, an African, you can fill rooms with it. Dress up or down. Play with style. Amaze everyone else that you meet. Shop for anything. Change hairstyles. Imagine being able to change your hairstyle every single second of the day and pick any color. Fill your body with tattoos. Mama told you, you can have their rolls. You can have it on African. Be a fashion star. Be a model. The choice is yours. That is their tagline. African life, your choices. For people that are not that into dress me up games, there's also like this home decor component of it. You buy houses, apartments, houses by the beach, houses in Rio, houses in Mexico, you know, anywhere in the world. Buy a house. It can be cheap. It can be a football mansion. Literally anything. There's a taste for everyone. There's houses underwater. I mean, you see fish swim by the windows. So design and build your perfect apartment. Decorate it the way you want, whether it be modern, classic, Hollywood style, whatever suits your mood and the latest fashion trends. Because, sorry guys, furniture is also fashion. Yeah, from that couch, chair, paintings against the walls. then invite your friends over, organize parties, or just spend some quality time with your date, your play date. It's a 3D simulation game. So it's a virtual reality world where you can become the person you've always wanted to be. Chat, create your perfect life in-game, choose your look, become a fashion star, message friends, dress up, role-playing, explore beautiful design scenes, not only in apartments that you buy, but also in social spots. There's numerous social spots that you can visit. There's a beautiful cabana hotel. The beaches there are amazing. And that is Avacan Life. If you've never heard of it before, go try it out. Like I said, available on the Google Play Store or iTunes Store for iOS. Go follow them on facebook.com/AvaconOfficial or on Instagram at AvaconOfficial or on Twitter. Guess where? AvaconOfficial. Let us know by means of message what you think of the game. Good or bad, doesn't matter. All opinions are valid. I'm just not going to play the negative ones. Have your chance to have your message here on our podcast. Or come co-host with me in the next episode. Remember, for those that have never been part of the Avacan world, Tuesdays and Fridays are release days. This is for content. So on Tuesdays, they usually have a lot of fashion styles, clothing, furniture, everything releasing. Some of it's cheap, some of it's not. Some you can build, there's a little builder in game. You get two builder slots. If you've one for free, one you can purchase additional, where certain items can be put in there and be built without purchasing it. And once the build is complete, it's yours, and you've paid nothing. So Tuesday, release day. Friday is also release day, but usually for something very much more exciting. Usually an apartment comes with that, or your own personal yacht on the Indian Ocean. So Tuesdays and Fridays are release days. Watch out for that. I'll be covering it in the podcast. And that's it, I think, for the first podcast. Thank you for listening. If my voice is dreary and boring, I am sorry. Don't listen to me. But for the rest of you, tune in Tuesday.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.